Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to join this high-level panel on science, technology, and innovation for sustainable urban development in the post-COVID-19 world. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has wreaked havoc globally, but more so in sub-Saharan Africa due to our pre-existing weak socioeconomic systems. In Uganda, empirical and anecdotal evidence suggests that the demographic worst hit by COVID-19 has been urban youth. To expound, Uganda has the youngest age structure in the world, with 77% of the population under the age of 30 and a median age of 16 years. We also have one of the highest youth unemployment rates in Africa, standing at 13.3% pre-COVID-19. Certainly, this was exacerbated by the pandemic, which mostly affected semi-skilled and unskilled youth. Often, the practice has been for unemployed youth to migrate from rural areas where they shun agriculture to urban areas, where they work in informal sector jobs like riding motorcycle taxis. Such jobs were severely impacted by the pandemic, and many livelihoods were left in peril. Yet, a common trait exists among all youth in Uganda. They are invariably passionate individuals, determined to fill unmet needs and deliver positive change to their communities. And cognizant of this fact, our government, led by my office, has embarked on interventions that will ensure access to decent work opportunities for all youth, with science, technology, and innovation as a central cog. To give some examples, first, we have boosted financial interventions that give seed capital or soft loans to individuals or groups of youth with innovations and businesses. We provide these youth with technical advisory on formalization of businesses, intellectual property protection, marketing, and private sector fundraising. Particularly, we're interested in cottage industries that prioritize value addition in agriculture production and agro-processing, textiles and garments, wood and metalworks, to mention but a few, since these can easily provide catchment for semi-skilled and unskilled youth. Secondly, and relatedly, we are setting up innovation parks and common user facilities in all major urban centers where young people can incubate their innovations with insignificant overhead costs towards commercialization of their products. Thirdly, we are also investing heavily in vertical and horizontal technology transfer and development to ensure local content towards sustainability of innovations and businesses with minimal disruptions from global supply chains. Mr. Chair, I want to note that our young people are challenging our traditional approaches, and to us, youth-led innovation is the key to sustainable urban development in the post-COVID-19 era. As a case in point, throughout the pandemic, we saw the traction of e-health and e-commerce platforms founded by young people. Some of these have attracted government support, support from development partners, as well as a foreign direct investment. For example, Safe Border, previously a motorcycle taxi service, was repurposed for home deliveries during the pandemic. Tens of thousands of new jobs were created, and motorcycle taxis, which were otherwise not allowed to carry passengers, found an alternative and more economically viable application. This momentum must be harnessed. And finally, collectively, our national priorities and policies must support and create an environment for youth-led innovation and businesses to thrive. For this to happen, we also need to foster originality of thought. This can be done by transforming our educational systems to not only focus on rewarding experience, but also on innovation and creativity. And with that, I want to thank the UNCSTD for this.